It's time for your Stanley Security Solutions Locker Talk.
I'll take this week just to sort of figure it out more. You know, I don't think I had enough time to really digest, you know, a lot of things. But you know, I think just improving accuracy, footwork, making the different throws. I think, you know, obviously now I think I have a feel for how fast things occur, how our different guys get out of breaks, you know, where depths are out, things of that nature. So just building up more rapport with the receivers, the tight ends, running backs.
Do you look at the offseason, this first offseason, as a chance to really make a jump?
Yeah, absolutely. I think you have to. I think every offseason you've got to get better. And realize, you know, too, that rest is a big part of that, and making sure, you know, you're ready to go when OTAs start and you are full go. But yeah, it'll be paramount to get better this offseason.
Going forward, how key was it that this year you had so many experiences with a lot of other fellow rookies? You all got to experience these things together.
Yeah, I think it was a great rookie class to be a part of, and, you know, hopefully we can continue to grow and get better. I think, you know, talking to Dwayne Allen earlier this morning, man, how long ago does, you know, week one against Chicago feel, and how much better do you think we've gotten since then, you know? So hopefully we'll continue on that upward trend. You know, thankful to have, you know, guy Reggie Wayne, you know, be around and helping us out. So we'll I think as a class we'll continue to get better, and hopefully it'll show on the field.
Andrew, knowing what you guys accomplished this year, how encouraged are you, you know, coming out of the meeting this morning about just the future with this team, where you guys can go?
Yeah, you know, I think still, you know, I don't think over the loss, you know, Sunday, but I guess it's, you know, nice to have been to the playoffs and then done that, but again, you know, still not bitter, but, you know, we're not over the loss completely. Hopefully we'll get over it soon, though.
Entering college, when you played like a bowl game, you knew that was your last game.
Yeah.
So you're sort of prepared. Now you come in today and you've been used to coming in and then preparing. Is the sudden stop going to be tough to deal with? I mean, all of a sudden your season's over.
Yeah, and I think it's weird. You've been going 100 miles per hour for, you know, 20 something weeks, and now, so you're at 0 miles per hour with, you know, with nothing to do. And it's weird coming in here and cleaning out your locker, and you know, ask the veterans sort of what to do, you know, and from what I've heard so far, it's get your rest, you know, make sure you get your rest, but it'll be weird, and it'll be interesting, I guess.
So you don't prepare for this, because in your mind, you were going to be playing next weekend.
Yeah, you can't prepare for it. I think, you know, that would take away from your preparation and, you know, your chances of winning.
You know, where's home in the offseason here?
You know, I don't know. I honestly have not given it an ounce of thought. You know, obviously I've really enjoyed, you know, my living here through the season and that. And I don't know, it'll be something I have to figure out.
What are your plans for the offseason? Anything physically you want to do? Or?
I have no clue. You know, I know at some point I'll start working out. I'm sure I'll get bored, you know, after a couple of days of lounging around. I have no clue.
You think you'll watch the rest of the playoffs, Super Bowl and all that stuff?
I don't know. I'm sure I'll catch bits and pieces, but who knows?
I know you spoke last week about Bruce, but I mean, could you reflect on what he meant to this team this season, and maybe you individually?
Yeah, I think, you know, for the sort of unprecedented situation of it all, I think what he did was phenomenal. You know, in my mind, he's Coach of the Year. To me, you know, just I think as a young quarterback, the development, the trust he showed, you know, he putting the young guys out on the field was great to play in. You can play confident, you can play comfortable because you know he trusts you. And he, as much as any other guy, gave us chances to win. I'll be forever grateful for this great season with him.
How much will you be watching what he kind of decides to do in the next week or two?
Yeah, I'll definitely pay a very close eye to. You know, and obviously I want him back. But again, you know, you understand, who wouldn't want to crack at a head job, you know, in the NFL. But yeah, you know, selfishly, I hope he doesn't go anywhere.
So you really would deep six if somebody asked for an interview? Your recommendation, you'd say terrible.
I would, absolutely.
Andrew, is the knee going to require procedure or anything, or is it just rest?
Rest.